Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Country Blues Guitar by Rory Block and Stephen Grossman. We heard Pony Blues, recorded in 1966 and reissued on Stephen Grossman's Guitar Workshop Records. Israel Young, or Izzy, as he was known to friends, was born in 1928, and after attending Brooklyn College, worked in his father's bakery and later went into the book business. In 1957, he opened the Folklore Center at 110 McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. It was a store which specialized in items relating to folk music, including music books, instruments and supplies, and magazines, plus records. He also staged concerts in the store and was involved with the Friends of Old Time Music and sponsored Bob Dylan's first major concert at the Carnegie Chapter Hall in November 1961. From 1959 to 1969, he wrote the column Frets and Frails for Sing Out and served on the magazine's editorial board until 1972, when he relocated to Sweden. Most reports have it that Izzy wasn't much of a businessman, but having the shop located in the center of the folk revival created a club-like atmosphere where musicians and fans tended to just hang out. In 1972, he closed the store and moved to Stockholm and opened a similar store, Folklore Centrum. Izzy Young, Talking Folklore Center, is a documentary film produced in Sweden in 1989 and newly issued on DVD. It follows Izzy on a trip back to Greenwich Village to see what has become of the neighborhood he had such an important part in creating. We'll open this week's program with Dave Van Ronk and some memories of the village in the early days. We visit the Folklore Center days on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One of the things about that first phase, a coffee house, the village coffee house phase, that you don't see too much about, but it's nevertheless very much true. Believe me, nobody came down to those coffee houses to see the damn folk singers. No way. What they came down for were the beat poets, who were the big ticket items. On a night when Allen Ginsberg would be reading at the old Gaslight Cafe, Gaslight Cafe sat, I believe, 110 people with a shoehorn. And it was in the middle of McDougal Street. If Allen was reading there, there would be a line all the way down McDougal Street to 3rd Street, down 3rd Street and halfway over to Sullivan Street. There would be hundreds of people queued up to get into a room that only seated 110 people. This presented a logistical problem for the owners of the coffee houses, and the folk singers were their answer to this problem. How to get people out of there and get new people in? So they hired folk singers. They'd get up and sing three songs. If at the end of three songs anybody was still seated, we could get fired. We turned the house over just like that. So this one night, I was working not at the Gaslight, but at a club across the street, the Commons. I was working with a poet from one of my favorites, a really good poet named Bob Kaufman. And I'd finished up my third song, and I went back to the performers' table, who was sitting there, waiting for the house to fill up again. And Bob leaned over and said to me a sentence that's guaranteed to make any singer's blood run cold. He said, "Boy, have I got a song for you." And this was it. Bob picked this up when he was a little kid growing up in New Orleans.
Soda cracker, yes.
Holland green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. When I go by Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man.
Of my generation, destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters, burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night, who poverty in tatters and hollow-eyed and high, set up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant cool eyes, hallucinating Arkansas and bleak light tragedy among the scholars of money and war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull, who cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through the wall, who got busted in their pubic beards returning to Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York, who ate fire and paint hotels, or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley death, or purgatoried their torsos night after night with dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares, alcohol, and incomparable blind streets of shuddering cloud and lightning in the mind, leaping toward poles of Canada and Patterson, illuminating all the motionless world of time between peyote solidities of halls, backyard green tree cemetery dawns, wine drunkenness over the rooftops, storefront burrows of tea head, joyride neon blinking traffic light, sun and moon and tree vibrations in the roaring winter dusks of Brooklyn, ash can rantings and kind king light of mind, who chained themselves to subways for the endless ride from Battery to Holy Bronx on Benzedrine until the noise of wheels and children brought them down, shuddering mouth racked and battered, reek of brain all drained of brilliance in the drear light of zoo, who sank all night in submarine light of Bickford's, floated out and sat for the stale beer afternoon in desolate Fugazi's, listening to the crack of doom on the hydrogen jukebox, who talk continuously 70 hours from park to pad to bar to Bellevue to the Brooklyn Bridge, a lost battalion of platonic conversationalists, jumping down the stoops, off fire escapes, off windowsills, off Empire State, out of the moon, yakety-yacking, screaming, vomiting, whispering facts and memories and anecdotes and eyeball kicks and shocks of hospitals and jails and wars, whole intellects disgorged in total recall for 7 days and nights with brilliant eyes, meat for the synagogue, cast on the pavement, who vanished into nowhere Zen, New Jersey, leaving a trail of ambiguous picture postcards of Atlantic City Hall, suffering eastern sweats and Tangerian bone grindings and migraines of China under junk withdrawal in Newark's bleak furnished room, who wandered around and around at midnight in the railroad yard wondering where to go and went, leaving no broken hearts, who lit cigarettes in boxcars, 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 racketing through snow toward lonesome farms in Grandfather Night.
Listen to freedom sing it out. Tear down the wall. Can't you hear the church bells ring it out? Give every man the chance to take his brother's hand. Tear down the wall.
Tear down the wall.
everywhere that lights the torch of liberty. Tear down the wall, can't you hear the melody? Tear down the wall, one world in harmony. Hear every man singing over the land. Tear down the wall, tear down the walls. Tear down the wall, can't you hear the melody? Down the walls, one world in harmony. Hear every man singing over the land. Tear down the walls, tear down the
king and the queen, the ace, the deuce, and the tray. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. For my last gold dollar is gone. I left my little girl a-crying, standing in the door. She threw her arms around my neck, saying, honey, don't you go. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. For my last gold dollar is gone. High top shoes and a dress that you wear so fine. I got my shoes from an engineer and my dress from a driver in the mine. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. For my last gold dollar is gone.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're celebrating the release of the DVD documentary Izzy Young, Talkin' Folklore Center, and we're listening to some of the music that was played in the late 50s and early 60s in Greenwich Village. Greenwich Village wasn't just a hotbed for songwriters. There were some traditional musicians who hung out there as well. We just heard from the first recording from the New Lost City Ramblers from back in 1958 and the classic tune from Charlie Poole and his North Carolina Ramblers, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And when Bob Dylan arrived in the village, the very first night he got up on stage and played some harmonica behind Fred Neil. We heard Vince Martin and Fred Neil, the title track of their recording, Tear Down the Walls, that was on Elektra Records. And before that, we heard from Allen Ginsberg and a portion of his classic poem, Howl, and that's from a recording called Bob Dylan's Greenwich Village on Chrome Dreams Records. And we let off that set with Dave Van Ronk telling us some of his memories of the early days in the coffee houses and how the folk singers were used to thin out the crowd for the next bunch of poets. And then we heard Green Green Rocky Road. That's from his great recording on Smithsonian Folkways called And the Tin Pan Bended and the Story Ended, from Dave Van Ronk. And we just mentioned Bob Dylan. He was known to hang around in the back room at the Folklore Center and write lyrics to some of his songs. This is recorded back in 1962 at the Gaslight in Greenwich Village. Here's Bob Dylan with John Brown on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
John Brown went off the war to fight on the foreign shore. His mother sure was proud of him. As he stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all, his mother's face broke out all to a grin. Oh son, you look so fine, I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says, lots of medals you will get. We'll put them on the wall when you come home. When that old train pulled out, John's mom began to shout, telling everybody in the whole neighborhood, that's my son's about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made well and just sure her neighbors understood. Oh, Lord, understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile. Yeah, she showed them to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in a thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come for a long time, they never come. They ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then a letter finally came saying, get down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. Oh, no, from the war. Well, she smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off. He wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. Oh, my darling son, tell me what to you they've done. How is it that you come to be this way? His mouth could hardly move as he tried his best to talk, and she did not even recognize his voice. Oh, don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? He thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were at home a-feeling proud. Thank God you wasn't standing in my shoes. 'Cause I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill my enemy or die trying. But as the enemy came close, the thing that hurt me most is I saw that his face looked just like mine. Lord, Lord, just like mine. Could not help but think through the thunder sound and stink that I was just a puppet in a play. But through the roaring smoke, the string it finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand. Oh, Lord, to her hand.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear so building down. Where Delilah, she was a woman, fine and fair. She had to do it, cause her black hair. Delilah, she came no. Samson and Delilah got an attack. Samson, he jumped up on the lion's back. You read about this lion had killed a man with his paws, but Samson, he got his hand on the lion's jaw. He read that beast until he killed him dead, and that beast made hunting that lion lead. If I had my way, 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 oh, good God.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1544. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. You're listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week's program is focusing on the Folklore Center, Izzy Young's shop down in Greenwich Village from 1957 to 1972. And our theme music this week comes from the CD Country Blues Guitar from Rory Block and Stefan Grossman, and we heard Crow Jane. And Rory is actually pretty much born in Greenwich Village. Her father had the sandal shop and played the fiddle, and Stefan spent a lot of time in the village listening to musicians. That's on Stefan Grossman's Guitar Workshop label. And before that, we heard the Reverend Gary Davis recorded live at Gertie's Folk City in February of 1962. Izzy Young was one of the founders of the Fifth Peg, which turned into Gertie's Folk City. And in 1962, Stefan Grossman was 17 years old, and he was allowed to record the entire engagement at Gertie's, pretty much to use as demos for publishing. We heard Samson and Delilah from Reverend Gary Davis live at Gertie's Folk City on Stefan Grossman's Guitar Workshop recordings. And we let off that set with Bob Dylan recorded live at the Gaslight in 1962, and we heard John Brown. That's been reissued on Columbia Records. We're going to open the next set with a recording made for the Friends of Old Time Music, which Izzy was also very much involved with. And we're going to listen to Mississippi John Hurt and one of his best-known tunes, My Creole Bell, recorded on the 13th of December, 1963. Here's Mississippi John Hurt on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'll sit back with y'all once again. The reason why I say that, in 28 and 29, I recorded for the OK Company, and I haven't had the chance of being back to New York until tonight. And I feel kind of like I'm at home. Stars shine, I'll call her mine. anyone can tell my Creole Belle. I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole Belle. When the stars shine, I'll call her mine, my darling baby, my Creole Belle. I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Tomorrow. met a king in a tenement castle. Lately he's taken to painting the pastel walls brown. He's taken the curtains down. He's swept with the broom of content and the rooms of an empty ring. He's cleaned with the tears of an actor who fears for the laughter's sting. I can't go back there anymore. You know my keys won't fit the door. You know my thoughts don't fit the man. They never can. They never can. I had a king dressed in drip dry and paisley. Lately he's taken to saying I'm crazy and blind. He lives in another time. Ladies in gingham still blush while he sings them of wars and wine. But I, in my leather and lace, I can never become that.
Week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're focusing on Greenwich Village in the late 1950s and the early 60s. A new DVD has been released called Izzy Young Talking Folklore Center. And Izzy also sponsored concerts at the center, and one of them was with Joni Mitchell back in her very early career. That was the first tune on the first side of her first recording, Song to a Seagull, and I Had a King. That's on Reprise Records. And before that, from the only recording I can find actually recorded at the Folklore Center, Tim Buckley recorded on March 6th, 1967, and Phantasmagoria in 2. And it's fascinating to look at the photograph on the front of the CD because it shows the interior of the Folklore Center while Tim is playing. You can see the books up on the shelves, and I recognize a lot of those books from about that time. That's on Tompkins Square Records. And before that, he was also involved in producing concerts for the Fugs. And we heard Morning Morning from the Fugs' second album, featuring Ed Sanders and Thule Kupferberg. That's on Fantasy Records. And we let off that set from the box set Friends of Old Time Music. We heard Mississippi John Hurt and My Creole Belle, recorded back on December 13th, 1963. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Well, Tom Paxton hung around the village at this time, and I'm sure he spent an awful lot of time at the Folklore Center. This is from his very first recording, I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound. Tom Paxton on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's a long and dusty road, a hot and a heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble in mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, oh, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now I had a little girl one time, she had lips like sherry wine, and she loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see she was drifting away from me, and my good gal went off on a morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam, and I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through, and I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, oh, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door. Thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed. Once again, I can't see my reflection in the water. Can't speak the sounds that show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. Can't remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the skies. None of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, and I'd sleep in my once again.
Judy Collins from her fifth album, recorded back in 1966, and Bob Dylan's Tomorrow is a Long Time. That's on Elektra Records. And before that, we heard from Tom Paxton from his first recording, Ramblin' Boy, and I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound. That's also on Elektra Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week, focusing on Greenwich Village in the early days. And if you have a chance to see the DVD, Izzy Young Talkin' Folklore Center, you'll have a really fun time. There's a lot of great reminiscences and a lot of great film as well, including some film of the riot that happened in Greenwich Village and Washington Square. You might want to check it out. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1544.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out of love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh,